Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 73 degrees. One California Highway Patrol officer is dead and two others wounded following a shootout in Riverside, California. CHP Assistant Chief Scott Parker says it began as a routine stop.
At approximately 5:37 p.m., we had a CHP officer make a traffic stop on a white GMC pickup truck. The officer, at some point during the traffic stop, determined that he was going to impound the subject's vehicle, and so he called for a tow truck.
The police say the shooter was wounded and taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The shooter's motive is under investigation. Police and sheriff's deputies worked with U.S. Marshals in a partnership during this past June and July in a warrant sweep that went after specific criminals.
Authorities say the operation resulted in over 900 arrests and took more than 80 guns and more than $835,000 in illegal narcotics off of Wichita streets. It was called Operation Triple Beam, and officials used it as a way to reduce the violent crime rate that has jumped to almost three times the national average in Wichita. During a news conference, Sheriff Jeff Easter said the results from the sweep will not end.
And that will continue. I want to make sure the citizens understand this doesn't just stop there. That will continue from this point forward.
Over 500 of the arrests were for felony warrants, and 119 of the arrests were made on documented gang members. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Board members got a final look at the proposed budget for the upcoming school year at Monday night's Wichita Board of Education meeting.
In a presentation to board members and the public Monday night, CFO Susan Willis and Addie Lowell, Director of Budgeting for Wichita Public Schools, introduced the proposed budget for the 2019-2020 school year. Highlights include a slight drop in the overall mill levy due to an increase in state funding, an increase in the base state aid per pupil, and increases for special education, at-risk students, and bilingual education. KNSS News spoke with Lowell, who says the Kansas Supreme Court's ruling in June to increase state aid to schools helped tremendously.
Their decisions over the past several years have had a great impact on our budget, and we were very pleased with the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the finance formula.
The school board will hold a public hearing and budget adoption for the 2019-2020 budget at the next Board of Education meeting on August 26th. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will approve the city's budget for 2020. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Get to deal with all of those things that Wichita needs, and we're going to be doing some big stuff this budget season. We're adding like 27 more police officers.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The head of U.S. Special Forces Command is ordering a comprehensive culture and ethics review.
The head of the U.S. Special Operations Command is ordering a top-to-bottom study of the military's special forces community following a rash of alleged misconduct that has focused attention on the normally secretive world of America's elite fighting forces. Those incidents including alleged drug use and murders, along with the trial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was ultimately acquitted of killing a Taliban prisoner. Writing to his top commanders, General Richard Clark says, quote, "Recent incidents have called our culture and ethics into question and threaten the trust placed in us." A Special Operations Command spokesman says the review is expected to be completed in November. In Washington, Chad Langell, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And 1330 KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning. With Steve and Ted.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on this Tuesday morning, overnight we have had some problems in downtown Wichita at the Quick Trip at Broadway and Murdoch.
Yeah.
a disturbance reported there, and then later on an assault reported there. Apparently a woman who has been banned from that Quick Trip keeps showing up, and there's been some problems. So you might see a police presence at that Quick Trip at downtown at Broadway and Murdoch. We also have police on the way to the scene of the report of an assault in the 2500 block of North Waco. Traffic update with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And now the forecast on a Tuesday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With cloud cover gradually on its way out, we become mostly sunny today with a high 91. Tonight, a clear sky as drier, cooler air moves in, our low 68. And then partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently mostly cloudy, calm, and 72 degrees. 6:11 with Steve and Ted this Tuesday morning, August 13th. Very hot, muggy day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's temperature topped out at 101 degrees, normal high for the date, 92. And as we told you yesterday, the record high for yesterday's date was 114 degrees. That was set back in 1936. On this date in 1936, the low in Wichita was only 86 degrees. That was the overnight low, Ted, 86. Woo! That was the warmest low temperature on record for the city. The day after, the highest. That afternoon, Salina set their all-time record high when the mercury soared to a nasty 118 degrees. That was in Salina. So we have a history of hot weather. We keep you posted on it every day. Here with Steve and Ted at 6:12, and it was on this date in 1889 that William Gray of Hartford, Connecticut, received a patent for a coin-operated telephone, which, if you watch Turner Classic Movies, you see him from time to time. Otherwise, you don't see too many coin-operated telephones anywhere anymore. However, there is one at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum in downtown Wichita, and it is an object of great fascination for the younger people. What's that? It's a telephone. You put money in it? Yep. You have to make a phone call. Boy, things have changed. Things have really changed since that first phone booth.
Well, I was even watching the movie The Rookie
about the
guy that became a baseball player. And he was making phone calls to home, and it was the late 90s, and he kept having to, him and all these baseball players having to keep
waiting in line.
I was like, we had cell phones, and I was like, that's not right.
Maybe it was a jail, and it was a way to keep... No, it wasn't a jail. You said it was just a way to keep track of guys and keep them in line. I don't know. That doesn't sound right. Well, was the movie actually set, though, in another time?
It would have been the late 90s when this was set.
Okay.
So I was thinking. I thought we had cell phones by then. But maybe they didn't become more prevalent until the early 2000s.
I think I was watching The Big Sleep the other day, and Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and he had to make a long-distance call, and he had to put in another 55 cents. Fascinating. Quarter goes in, ding, another quarter, ding, ding, and then a nickel, ding, ding.
That's the way it works.
And he had to make a long-distance call to it at 55 cents in 1942 or 3. Like, that's a lot of money to make a phone call.
Not kidding.
We don't have to pay that stuff anymore. All right. The anniversary of the payphone, coin-operated payphone. Now, here's why it's best to remove false teeth before surgery. Ted, I'll bet every time you go in for surgery, you make sure that your false teeth are taken
out.
Yeah,
it's on my checklist.
Yep. You just might swallow them. A medical journal is reporting the case of a 72-year-old British man whose partial dentures apparently got stuck in his throat during surgery, and they weren't discovered for 8 days. The man knew his dentures were missing, but he didn't realize where they were. This guy must have been sedated out the yin-yang, man. Wow. It's rare, but a half dozen other cases have been documented of dentures going astray during procedures. Yeah. This patient recovered after the dentures were removed from his throat. Well, that's an interesting story. Now, obviously, if you're going to go into surgery, you got to get the dentures out of there. But they didn't discover it for 8 days? Well, this guy must be, I don't know, a little inattentive, I wouldn't venture to say. All right, it's 6:14 now, Steve and Ted. And, we talked about the low temper. Here's something that's going to be happening tomorrow, and that is classes beginning for most of the schools around the area, at least the Wichita public schools, and also the Catholic schools as well. My grandchildren are going back to class tomorrow. Got 1, 2, 3 of them in Wichita, and 2 of them in Derby going back to class tomorrow.
then two older grandchildren who are in college and in the Air Force. So it's a big day. And tomorrow, I guess, Ted, we ought to make sure we remind folks in our traffic tomorrow that those yellow lights are going to be flashing, and you need to slow down for the school zones. Just we remind you every year. We're going to remind you again. It's also just a quick note, and we'll elaborate this. We'll talk about more on this in a little bit. But, Ted, we found out overnight, I don't know if you saw your emails this morning or not. Maybe you saw them yesterday. Kansas Association of Broadcasters says this is the best newscast in Kansas.
Yeah.
The one we have here every morning is the best newscast in Kansas.
Got first place again.
First place again. This is, by the way, this is the sixth time that we've won the best newscast on KNSS since 2000. Six times we've won. And, you know, we're proud of that because we put a lot of work and a lot of attention into our news every day, obviously. And that's only Ted and me and Jad Chambers, of course,
that's
Jad.
Everybody.
And you got Dan O'Neill throwing things in. And then tonight or this morning, we've got a wrap from, we call it a wrap. We've got a package, a wrap, a story from Phil Hildebrand. And, of course, we've got Rodney Price is putting in for us. So we've got a lot of guys working on this newscast every morning, putting it together. I say a lot. You compare us to the staff we've got here to a television station, somebody like that, where they got 75,000 people working on it. And you know what, Ted? We don't miss too much as far as news is concerned, and we're pretty proud of that. But anyway, thank you. This was I don't know who it was judged by, but they're always judged by some broadcasters in another state. And again, this year in 2019, we are the best complete newscast, according to the Kansas Associated Broadcasters.
Yeah, pretty proud of that.
Proud of it, and thank you for listening. Coming up on 617 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. And, Ted, I don't know what you're leading. I think the Royals didn't play, so it's not the Royals you're going to lead with, right?
Well, the Royals do play tonight.
They play tonight. Yeah.
And it's a interstate, interleague matchup as the Royals, after a long road trip and a day off, finally back home, hosting the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, the Cardinals.
Yeah, two games set with the Cardinals in Kansas City starting tonight. That Interstate 70 series, of course, a rematch of the 1985 World Series. Cardinals come in on a three-game winning streak. Right now, St. Louis holding on to that number two wild card spot in the National League. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 tonight. Game will start at 7:15. You can hear the Cardinals and the Royals live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard. He is in AAA with the Colorado Rockies. He was on base twice again last night. He's got a .348 on base percentage in his career in the minor league.
Wow.
Former Shocker Sam Hilliard in AAA with the Rockies. Another former Shocker, Dayton Duga, is in single A with the Detroit Tigers, and he hit a two-run home run yesterday. He's now got a seven-game hitting streak. Another former Shocker, Dayton Duga, in single A with the Detroit Tigers. Happy birthday today to one of the minor league guys that came through Wichita. Andre Thornton is 70 years old today.
That was a good one. Wow.
Sure is. He played for the Wichita Arrows in 1973. In fact, this was his final stop in the minor leagues before he went on to a 14-year career in the big leagues.
Yeah.
And a guy that ended up hitting 253 home runs, drove in 900 runs in his career. In fact, he was traded from the Atlanta Braves to the Chicago Cubs for Joe Pepitone.
Wow, there's another name, isn't it? The former Yankee, Joe Pepitone. Mm-hmm.
Andre Thornton, two-time All-Star, and he is in the Cleveland Indians Hall of Fame. Happy birthday today to Andre Thornton, 70 years old today. Another birthday, we go to football. Happy birthday to former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Elvis Gerback. Is 49 years old today. Of course, he led the Chiefs to a division title back in 1997. He still holds six Chiefs records as a quarterback.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Including most passing yards in one game. He had 504 passing yards in one game.
Oh, wow.
And most consecutive games with a touchdown pass, 15 in a row.
How about that?
Now, you might think that those are two records that might be in jeopardy.
Might be in jeopardy.
Patrick
Mahomes
in charge of the Chiefs quarterback.
You
in
bet.
Fact, Mahomes right now, I think he had 11 in a row to finish out last year, so he's only four away from that. And There was that game against the Rams last year on Monday night. Mahomes had 478 yards passing in one game.
Oh.
He got close to... So a couple of Elvis Gerback's records might be teetering on the brink there. But well,
yeah.
For now, he still holds it.
Yeah.
And back in 1998, he was named People Magazine's Sexiest Athlete of the Year. So
wow.
Happy birthday today to Elvis Gerback. He is 49 today.
Mm.
Speaking of Chiefs football,
yeah.
2 hours from now, our daily conversation with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll give us a live training camp update from St. Joseph, Missouri. So we'll talk with Mitch at about 8:15 this morning. And speaking of Mitch, he will be down here in Wichita on Monday, August 26th, for the big Chiefs pep rally at Chicken and Pickle.
Chicken and Pickle.
In northeast
yeah.
Wichita. And if you would like to be there, please register at chickenandpickle.com/Wichita. Steve and Ted will be there. Mitch Holtis will be there. Former players, big athlete names will be there. We're going to have a good time.
Should be
That's
a great
Monday
time.
Night,
yeah.
August 26th. Make sure you are there for that. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Plus, we have traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.